Sandra, who it transpired was a middle-aged lady of Amazonian proportions, momentarily blocked their path. Matty coming within inches of a potentially embarrassing nose-to-expansive-breast collision.
"Go right ahead," she boomed with a sly wink.
"How did you persuade that woman to let us in?" "Turns out she's a massive Elvis fan. I had a few of his signed postcards he gave me during my Vegas stint in 73, so..."
Reenie rotated a red-painted fingernail, inviting Matty to draw her own conclusions.
"Really? But those would be worth
a lot of money.
Should you really be giving them away?"
"Nah, I've a box full of the things, gathering dust in me wardrobe, to be honest. And I don't need little scribbled-on scraps of card to remind me of the beautiful thing we had."
Rachel was running. Running for her life. Air burning like acid in her chest, feet pounding the tarmac. Then the roar as he gunned the engine, the screech as the car leapt towards her, close enough for her to smell burning oil and petrol fumes high in her throat. Dizzying. The thump of impact, hurling her forward, a bone-cracking crunch, and Rachel fell. Sprawling along the gutter and into the pavement's edge, legs twisting the wrong way beneath her. Skinning her chin and shoulder and the length of her forearms. The engine cut out. And then she heard his footsteps, the smack-smack of his best Italian leather on the gritty stone. She tried to draw away, but was pinned, paralysed, and her attempt to shuffle brought scarlet pain licking through her hip. She tried to cry for help, but her voice was frozen too. She was alone with him. "Rachel," he said sadly, "Rachel, Rachel, what will I do with you?"